Welcome to episode 5 of the NADPOD POMO 2022 edition of Nicheless Narrative with Shadows Pop. During the month of November, I'm reading some of the shorter works by Leo Tolstoy. Today's story is Peter the First and the Peasant. Tsar Peter one day came upon a peasant in the forest. The peasant was cutting wood.
"God's help, peasant," said the Tsar.
"It's God's help that I need," replied the peasant.
"Is your family a large one?" inquired the Tsar.
"I have 2 sons and 2 daughters.
"Well, that's not a large family. What do you do with your money?"
"I divide my money into 3 parts, said the peasant.
"First part goes to pay a debt, the second part I give on loan, and the third part I throw away."
The Tsar thought about this, but did not understand what it meant.
"I pay a debt," said the peasant, "by feeding my parents. I give a loan by feeding my sons, and I throw away money by breeding daughters."
"You have a sharp wit, old man, said the Tsar. "Now lead me out of the forest to the field. I have lost my way."
"Find the road yourself," replied the peasant. "Go straight, then turn right, then left, then right again."
"I don't understand such directions," said the Tsar. "You guide me."
"I have no time, sir, to guide you. For us peasants, time is worth money."
"Well, if time is worth money, I shall pay you."
"Oh, if you're going to pay me, let's go."
They climbed into the gig and drove off.
"Peasant, tell me, have you ever gone far from here?"
"Oh, yes, I've been here and there."
"And have you ever seen the Tsar?"
"I have not seen the Tsar, but I would like to have a look at him."
"When we come to the field, you will see the Tsar."
"And how will I know him?"
"Everyone will be bareheaded except the Tsar. He alone will keep on his hat."
They came to the field, and when people saw the Tsar, they all took off their hats.
The peasant stared intently, but he was unable to find the Tsar.
Where's the Tsar?" he asked.
Peter the First said to him, "You and I seem to be the only ones who are wearing hats. One of us must be the Tsar."
This story doesn't resonate really well in today's cultural terms. The peasant devalues his daughters with his comments. We do learn the ageless and common theme that when meeting a stranger, we never know who we might be encountering. Thank you for listening to episode 5. The next episode will feature the story, The King and the Falcon.